I don't know what that was.
I don't either.
Geek Radio Daily for Friday, May 16th, 2008. All the geek without the weight, but just a little audio booger there. I don't know what that was. We'll pick that later, I suppose. It's Friday.
Yes!
Woohoo, it is. It's Friday. It's a busy weekend.
God, yeah, that's
true. We got a lot going on. I'm working tomorrow morning. I got the show tomorrow morning.
I got a party to go to tonight. I got a music festival to go to tomorrow.
Yeah.
I might have to work Sunday morning.
Oh, dude, really?
I can't get anybody on the phone.
Dude, that stinks.
And then we got the ball
game. Day at the Diamond, right? I'm emceeing the Preakness event at North End Plantation tomorrow afternoon.
As like most Preakness parties where there'll be young ladies...
Oh, no, because typically they wear sundresses, like summer. It's that kind of event. Gentlemen wear...
if they did with sundresses?
Well, you'd see everything, yeah. But no, gentlemen wear the seersucker suits, and the ladies wear the pretty print dresses and the big
hats.
Why would
you want a suck seer?
I don't know. I don't have one. I always wanted one. I was actually looking for a bow tie to wear for this, because it seemed like that
Tucker
kind of
Carlson.
Event. But I don't know how to tie a bow tie, and I don't want a clip-on. If you're going to wear a bow tie, do it right.
Well, besides clip-ons, they do make the ones that are just, like, you know,
yeah,
it's already tied.
Yeah, but I wanted one that I tied. I have a new pink button-down.
Well, it's just like tying an apron. It's easy.
I have a new pink button-down dress shirt, and I want a new tie with it, and I don't know.
Get a bow tie outside for
you.
Yeah. All
right. Can you tie a bow tie?
Sure.
Rock on. You are just carved from a block of solid awesome. Billy Flynn!
Don't you see what it's like in this deranged, wearing blender of a world?
All right. That's very nice. Me? Anxious to see what you got for me today. I am the vicar.
I'm not gay, but thank you.
Oh, there we go. You may commence.
Thank you.
I could edit that out, but I'm probably not gonna.
I don't blame you.
We don't do no stinking post-production around here, because we are radio professionals, Billy.
Professionals would remember to bring their materials,
well,
sir.
Sure. All right, fine. Let's see, what do we got? Oh, man, I knew I was excited. Couldn't sleep all last night for a reason.
Yeah?
Tonight.
Yeah?
The Jonas Brothers. Reality TV. Together.
Why?
Because
someone demanded
the
it?
The Disney Channel.
Oh, okay.
Someone was demanding it. Sure. Probably their mom, but that's fine. The Jonas Brothers Living the Dream debuts tonight on the Disney Channel. Now, these are 5-minute episodes. All right.
Okay.
They'll run every Friday night through the summer.
Wow.
So you got that and Billy on the same channel. You got High School Musical too. So
fantastic. Well then.
Wow.
Tonight the CW has WWE Friday Night Smackdown.
Brother.
After manipulating Edge into the championship match at Judgment Day, the WWE board shocks Vicky Guerrero. Don't tease me, bro.
Need a little excitement. Get some sweaty men in tights.
Shock of Vicky Guerrero.
Something like that, yeah.
Let's see. Haiku. Sweaty men in tights.
Sweaty men in
Call
tights.
Call it a sport, if you like.
Uh-huh.
Homo erotic.
Nice.
All right. How about Moonlight? Tonight on CBS, it's the final episode. The network did not renew it, and CW ain't gonna pick it up, and that's all there is. It's between the season finales of Ghost Whisperer and Numbers.
Tonight on Fox, if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. It's Dodgeball, a true underdog story.
It's a good movie.
I love that movie.
NBC replaying last Monday's season opener of American Gladiators.
Okay. Tonight, BET's got a real movie for you. A murdered hoodlum returns from the dead to seek revenge. That's right. The dream cast of Snoop Doggy Dogg and Pam Grier.
Oh,
starring
yes.
Bones.
Yes. AMC Tonight, a true American movie classic. Clint Eastwood from 1968 and Hang 'Em High.
Wow. Tonight, those sci-fi channels got your Sarah Jane Adventures, your Doctor Who, the Santarian Strategium, and a brand new Battlestar Galactica.
Rock on. Toon Channel tonight, it's Batman versus Dracula. Not a matchup you see every day.
No
sir. Count Chocula would be more fun.
Oh.
It'd be cool to watch Batman beat him up. That
I'd
was
like
from
that.
2005.
Tonight on FX, I've seen worse comic book adaptations, but I really hope that we'd see something good with Chow Yun-Fat and Sean William Scott and Bulletproof Monk.
Yeah.
Sadly, we didn't.
And we didn't.
But
yeah,
there you go.
All right, listen, tonight, late night, David Letterman, Terry Hatcher, Billy Flynn, your opinion, Terry Hatcher, hot or ridden hard and put away wet?
No, I think I would still, no. Terry Hatcher's still hot.
I'd still have to go hot. Yes,
yeah,
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Tonight, Family Channel has the worst Robin Hood in history. Kevin Costner stars in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Oh, no, you came back for me. Everything I do.
So it begins.
I do it for you.
Alan Rickman's the only reason to watch that thing.
Nickelodeon.
And canceled Christmas!
Nickelodeon tonight, E.T. here on Deborah Winger's birthday
In
her honor.
That's nice. Tonight, sir, if I'm watching anything, I'm probably flipping it on over there to... Oh my goodness, look. Lifetime.
Oh.
Television.
For women. For...
Because tonight, a troubled young woman has an affair with a married man.
Oh, goodness.
Tonight, Daryl Hannah learns all the good ones are married.
Oh, based purely on the title, as always.
Come on,
that's why you pick the good ones.
Well,
all right, that's
all
cool.
The good ones are married or gay,
Let's
think,
see if we
can
take a
title.
Peek in the old GRD mailbag.
Listen up! It's time for mail call.
From Mike, I have no idea what the Ion Channel is. I think my parents who live in South America get it. But if you look on their website, you'll see that Marlon Wayans is prominently featured. Must be the best channel in the history of TV.
Has to be.
Hey, by the way, from our new forum user over there at geekradiodaily.com, our buddy AC, who is there now.
Oh.
Say hey to AC.
Hey! What's up, AC?
He does know the Ion Channel. He has the Ion Channel.
Wow.
He's so proud of his cable TV, he doesn't know what to do. All right, from Corey. Dear Vicar, for your big fans, how does a size 3X Cafe Press shirt compare to the 3X of that company with the bell?
He asked
now,
you.
Now, this, by the way, is in response to the fact that we now have T-shirts.
Yes.
All right, and gear. We got panties.
We do.
Over on Cafe Press, cafepress.com/geekradiodaily. We got the new Geek Radio where we're trying to fund a couple new mic cables. Seriously, those things are only like $25 a piece, so we're not asking for a lot.
Surprised how hard it is.
Yeah. And honestly, I don't know. I haven't ordered Cafe Press T-shirts. I know that we used to say that Geek Label shirts were, the 3Xs were pretty big. I'm going to assume they probably go from the same supplier, from the same manufacturer.
Yes.
So I would guess, keeping in mind that the word guess is probably about the same. Okay, from the doctor over on the forums there at geekradiodaily.com. This may or may not be a long email, depending on how much I remember what I wanted to ask you. First of all, Vicar, you're such an email whore. Oh, damn.
Wow.
Sorry, but it had to be said. Second, I wanted to say that I don't know about your other listeners out there, but I download the shows at night and listen to them early the morning the next day, so your TV listings don't help me. Should you do the next day's TV?
Huh. I don't know how
I'd
do that. Because my paper only has a listing of today.
Oh, they're there. You can get them online. They're available.
Oh.
But I don't know. How many of you guys, let's get a forum thread on this. Let's get a forum thread. How many people listen to it the next day? Because I guess we could do that.
I don't know.
I hadn't thought about it.
Huh.
Next, want to recommend to the Bruce, he should check out the patio book, The Secret World Chronicle. All right. Cool.
Okay.
Yeah, always like patio book recommendations. I know there was other stuff I wanted to hit on, but I can't remember. I'll re-listen to the show this morning and take notes. Till then, peace out. Love the show. Keep it going, guys. The Doctor.
Thanks, Doc.
All right, from Andre. Can't believe that you tracked down the Stephen Banks show.
I love Stephen Banks Home Entertainment Center.
My VHS copy died a long time ago.
Yes.
My wife and I made our children watch it on YouTube, even pieced all the pieces together from YouTube into a complete copy. Is the version you acquired better than YouTube?
Yes, it is a complete copy, start to finish. There's no, the only thing that's problematic is the picture quality, but it's from an old VHS tape. The sound is tremendous, and the sound is really all you need. I'm very happy with it, and I'm currently hosting it.
Okay, well, there we go. Some mornings it's just not worth chewing through the leather straps, Andre. From Chris, hey, Vicar and Mr. Flynn, top of the morning to you. Fine Poets Day. It's Poets Day. Piss on everything tomorrow, Saturday.
Rock.
Poets Day. It is indeed a glorious day. Signed up for all my events at Origins. Ordered my military green GRD t-shirt, so ready to go. Thank you. Oh, thanks to Billy, by the way, for bringing back the Ric Flair woo on Thursday. Made my day. There it is. All right, from Shay over at the forums. Been reading Ultra by the Luna Brothers. Great graphic novel. So, recommendation there. Also reading PS238 or trying to, and my daughter isn't hoarding it. Let's see. Best combination of characters since Seinfeld, but without the smugness. Oh, my goodness.
Nice.
Listening to Tim Minchin, a pianist comedian from Oz. Particularly recommend the song If You Really Loved Me. And I'm typing this on my iPod Touch while I'm catching up on your podcast. Happy Mother's Day to me. From the laundry room to your studio. Keep up the good work, Shay.
We shall.
Finally, from Jonathan in Birmingham. Vicar, quit whining about not getting enough email and not setting up the voicemail. I know.
Yes.
So, there you go. We're going to need... I know.
You've
we'll
been
do
called
K7, right? We decided
that's
K7.
Yes, I think that's
all
what
right,
we said.
I'll look into it over the weekend.
All right.
All right, it's Friday. We got new movies. Well, all right.
We got new movie.
Coming out also. Geek News. It's next on Geek Radio Daily.
Spanning the globe for the latest in news and happenings, welcome to the world of tomorrow, today. Dateline, April 6th, 1943.
The bank is on fire!
It seems that Dr. Zhu's minions have struck again. This time, their target was the First Bank of Sapphire, disrupting this once perfect day in the city of tomorrow today. But out of nowhere, our great city's defender of justice appears.
Hey, who's there?
Hey, is there somebody up on the rooftop? Oh, no, it can't be.
Oh, it can be.
Rick, get the boss.
Dr. Zhu's men do not seem to be prepared for the presence of Sapphire City's ever-vigilant guardian, Mr. Adventure, while they made the early morning withdrawal. What is this? Mr. Adventure is about to make quick work of Dr. Zhu's men once again. Oh, now, are we about to witness the demise of one of Sapphire City's youngest?
Hey, help me, guys. Shoot over here.
Those brutes are breaking the foundation of that statue by that child. Surely that child will be crushed.
Do you want to find out what happens next? Tune in to the amazing Pulp Adventures radio show at pulpadventures.net to see if Mr. Adventure is able to save that young boy and Sapphire City, the city of tomorrow, today. The Amazing Pulp Adventures radio show. Old time radio, new time tech.
Geek Radio Daily, Friday, May the 16th of 2008.
Yo, yo.
All the geek without the weight, Billy Glenn und the Vicar here. 1 week from Balticon, baby.
I know, baby, right?
Oh, hells yeah.
That's crazy.
Now, did you see that Friday night at Balticon is the welcome party, which is like the 80s dance party at 11 o'clock Friday night?
I believe you've mentioned that to me a couple of times.
Oh, hex yeah, sir. Hex yeah. The Vicaress is quite prepared for that. And since we just heard the Mr. Adventure promo, what's that, Sun?
Yeah, the Sun, actually.
Since we just heard the Mr. Adventure promo, we'll be seeing Podcasting's Rich Sickford there next week. We're going to be participating again in the Mr. Adventure reading. So,
hopefully I will actually be able to participate. That'd be fun.
When is it? You're thinking you're not...
I don't know when it is. I have no idea.
I've got it. I got the schedule. Okay. I don't remember what time it is, but it's well in your window.
Oh,
let's do movies.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
So, does Hollywood just not have enough good stuff, or is everyone afraid of Prince Caspian?
Everyone is terrified of Prince Caspian.
See, I do not see Prince Caspian doing ridiculous. I think they'll do well, especially since they're the only new picture of note coming out in wide release this weekend. They'll do fine.
Okay.
But they ain't gonna do Iron Man.
Well, you never know. You never know.
You're right.
They're not going to.
I don't think they're going
to. They're not going to.
I predict
50-60. For Prince Caspian?
Well, the first one. I haven't seen Prince Caspian.
The first one, they tried to tone it down a little bit.
Yeah.
And that worked sort of against them. This time, this one has to make money for them to do the rest of them.
Yeah.
So I think this time they just went for it.
But
if you look at the trailers, it's a much, much...
Well, the trailers look great. I know.
Tighter trailer.
But it's Tolkien light. And there's no way you're not going to look at it that way.
But I love those books. I've always loved those
books. Well, maybe that's the difference, because I never read those things.
Oh, well, there
you go.
Never
read them in high school. I read the Lloyd Alexander stuff, which was actually for younger kids. I read it as a late teen. But I never read the Narnia books.
Magician's Nephew, Lion, Witch, Wardrobe, Prince Caspian, Silver Chair, all those good things.
I've read a bunch of the other C.S. Lewis books, the theological stuff I've largely read, but I never read Narnia.
Oh,
so,
you should.
Anyway, so that's what we're talking about. Prince Caspian. Chronicles of Narnia 2 is out this weekend. Disney...
Technically 3, but yes.
3?
Second movie.
Oh, well, second movie.
Second movie, yes.
Disney has a lot riding on this.
They do.
We mentioned this earlier. They said instead of doing the 7 films that they had planned, that if this one doesn't
this
do
one
what
does
they were
do
hoping,
so well,
they'll wrap
boom,
it.
Boom. Over.
Oh, they're not going to do any more?
Well, no. If this one doesn't do well.
Okay, then...
Over. So they need the money. So please go see it, because I would like to see the rest of them. Otherwise, well, we still have the ones from the BBC that they did in the late 80s, early 90s, which is still really good.
Yeah.
So, we've got something if...
So, I don't know. Are you going this weekend?
I'll have to see. It's a busy weekend, remember?
The wife really wants to see it, but same thing. Yeah, I don't have any time
I do
want to
see it. I do. I really
and
do.
And it may be a rental for me. I don't know.
And we'll I'm going to have to see it before Wednesday night when I go see Indiana Jones.
That's true. That's coming out. So like
exactly.
I said, nothing else of note coming out in wide release. So everything is keeping a clear distance away from Prince Caspian.
I'm anxious
to see what Iron Man does this weekend.
Should be interesting.
With the next blockbuster up on the block this weekend. So we'll see. So
anyway, that's it.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky perspective.
Yes, it's what we do.
If you will.
Yes, see.
I don't remember, you might not remember, but there was this little company called Anescape Limited that sued Microsoft and Nintendo back in 2006 for a controller patent infringement. You know, one of these patent trolls? Nintendo has been ordered to pay $21 million after a jury found that Nintendo's classic controller, WaveBird, and GameCube controller designs are all guilty of violating Anescape's patents. That would be the patent that they formed after Nintendo had made these types of controllers, and they just, got the patent for it. So Nintendo, of course, is, going to appeal this, but we'll see. And if this works, dude, I'm just going to start being a patent troll myself, because those boys get paid.
Yeah, they do, apparently. Nice. From IGN, Hobbit director Guillermo del Toro
Billy the Bull.
And Peter Jackson have invited fans to participate in a live internet chat dubbed An Unexpected Party about the forthcoming prequel to The Lord of the Rings. Del Toro and Jackson asking for fans' inquiries for the live chat, which will be hosted by Weta. We'll put the link there in the show notes and up on the forums at geekradiodaily.com. If you want to get yourself registered, please check the start time with your local time zone below. We'll post.
Oh, okay.
We'll have to cut that and paste.
No worries.
Okay.
Alrighty, sir. Mike Judge. You remember Mike Judge.
I do.
Good
I like
friend
Mike
of ours.
Judge.
Well, Mike Judge says he is ready to bring Beavis and Butthead to the big screen. But wait.
Yes.
You say that's already happened.
Yes, it has.
Well, not live action, it hasn't.
Oh, my stars. Marlon Wayans will work again.
Well, you see, back in the 1990s, Johnny Depp was interested in playing Beavis in the live-action Beavis and Butthead movie. Now, since it's past that, right now the contenders for the roles look to be Sean William Scott and John Heder are rumored to play Beavis and Butthead in the long-awaited
movie. I don't think I want to see that happen.
I don't know.
Beavis and Butthead Do America was such a brilliant
There's
film.
No way you can top that. I don't see how you can top that.
I'd be afraid of trying to. All right, RPGnews.com. Noble Knight Games update. They've got the Exalted box set, Dreams of the First Age, New Mage, Grimoire of Grimoires, several new Pathfinder releases from Paizo are out too, and the new Risk expansions from Insurgency Gaming, new Conan. Tons of stuff. Sundered Skies for the Savage World system is out now as well. Noble Knight also participating in Free RPG Day 2008, which is July 21st,
cool.
By the way. So mark that, if you will. Fourth edition D&D almost there. Almost here, rather.
Yeah.
Noble Knight Games also still taking pre-order requests for the gift set and core books. So good stuff going on over there. Check them out at Noble Knight Games.
Nice. The Gigapan. The Gigapan allows people to take pictures which are more than a gigapixel in size, effectively turning a single photograph into a panoramic experience around which the viewer can navigate on a computer. You can take a ginormous picture and look all around on it. It's fantastic.
Okay.
The actual camera is no more specialized than a regular digital model. The Gigapan uses a robot mounted on a tripod to command a normal camera to take several hundred separate photographs of a single scene, each at a slightly different angle, and puts them all together. And sir, when you're spying on women, you know you're going to want
that. Well, that's probably true.
That's probably true.
Geek Radio Daily, a production of Real Media Radio Network. Subscribe through iTunes. Please review us while you're there and join the forums at geekradiodaily.com. Don't miss GRD Weekly, hour-long weekend show featuring Billy Flynn, the Vicar, and the Bruce. Geek Radio Daily. Goodness, what was that? Geek Radio Daily, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works, 3.0 U.S. license. Check out the new store at cafepress.com/Geek Radio Daily and email us at podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, or The Bruce at geekradiodaily.com.
Just remember the 5 D's of dodgeball. Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge.